that fall off of, come off of their wings.
Any, what about those things that would fly around the light? I mean, that might, well, they might get in your clothes and you have to, they might eat holes in your clothes.
Yeah. Moths, the only thing I know of, eat holes in your clothes.
What would you put in your clothes, though?
What they call them, mothballs. They're good for other things besides moths, too. You have a skunk digging a hole getting under your house, where you just put a bunch of those mothballs in that hole there, and he won't never go through.
It'll clear out, huh?
Yes, sir. And also, it'll keep dogs from balling around your shrubbery and stuff too, mothballs. Dogs don't like the smell of a mothball. You put mothballs some around something you don't want a dog to get around, that'll keep him away too.
What sort of stinging insects do you know?
Oh, bees, wasps, and hornets, and yellow jackets. And we used to have those little hornets in the woods, were so thick. Boy, they could sure sting. They'd build a big nest up in a tree. And you could stand off, shoot a rifle bullet through one of those nests in the summertime, and if you wasn't pretty well hid, well, you'd sure get stung. You never could tell, see how they could tell where that come from, but I've shot into a moth time from hide behind a tree and just peek around and shoot into them. And in the houses in the woods used to have lots of house flies, you know, and didn't have screens on your house, but those things get in, and the flies be all up on the ceiling, and those things be around there catching those flies. But for no reason or other, well, sometime or other, one of them would come down and sting you on the head there, would just nearly knock you down. When you wouldn't be doing a thing to him, maybe there'd be dozens of them up there.
What would be catching those flies?
Hornets.
They eat flies?
I guess so. They would sure be up there catching flies anyway. I've seen there'd be a dozen up in our house there when I was a kid and I lived in the woods and there. But maybe it'd go for days and nobody'd get stung, and all at once one of them, for no reason whatever, would just come down and they'd all hit you right in the forehead. Oh, fine, you talk about something hurting now, dude.
Did you ever see more than one kind of them, or just got that big black kind?
Yeah, they're black.
Yeah.
But they're not big like a bumblebee, or those what they call cypress borers. You know, a cypress borer, or what they call cypress borer, the borer holds into your